Welcome to the weekly podcast, Stand Strong. I'm Paul White.
And I'm Noah Dieselkamp. Together, we look to God's Word to find energy and encouragement to fuel our faith.
When our trust in Jesus is firm, we'll be amazed what God can do and accomplish in our lives. So let's turn to the wisdom in God's Word, a true and trusted source that is going to help us stand strong. Let's dig in.
Well, good morning, Paul, and happy first episode of season four. We are getting ready for a new study, and I'm excited to get into that with you.
We are already in the fourth season. It seems like we just started this a couple of months ago, but looking forward, I'm enjoying the change of direction. I'm ready for you to kind of plug everybody in and let everybody know where we're going together in this new journey in season four.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've titled season four 21st Century Discipleship. We wanted to take this season in a direction that was very practical, very real. Some of what we covered in the previous season when we were talking about prayer, I think helped us see and opened our eyes a little bit to the helpfulness of discussing just real present day issues that we as Christians face. Of course, we talked about last season how powerful a tool prayer is when we're thinking about those things, when we're praying about those things, when we're taking those things before God. Well, similarly, this season, we want to think about those things, but we want to kind of address, okay, how can we deal with these things from a first century perspective? What does it look like to follow Jesus, the man who walked the earth in the first century? What does it look like to follow him as his disciple now in the 21st century? Kind of taking first century principles and understanding them in light of 21st century issues. You know, I recently heard a preacher observe, and I thought you'd enjoy this. I recently heard a preacher observe that we often intellectually get the first part of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is God-breathed. And so we're willing to open the Bible and say, you know, yes, this is inspired by God. It's God-breathed. But sometimes I think we have a little bit more trouble with the implications of it being profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction. You know, we might humorously point to some books of the Bible and say, I have trouble seeing why Leviticus is profitable for me in the 21st century, or, you know, the Song of Solomon. I feel like that's pretty specific. I'm not sure why I'm going to benefit from that a whole lot in the 21st century. Those kinds of things, and we try to be humorous with it. But I think that we sometimes, because we struggle with the full implications of what Paul says there, we kind of give Scripture the short end of the stick. We say, well, yeah, it's inspired, but not really useful for me. I live in 2023.
Right.
So I think that this season is going to be a good opportunity for us to kind of move past some of that and help us see how these ancient principles apply to our 21st century lives.
Right. You know, and nobody wants to be that guy that says, hey, I don't think the Bible's relevant anymore. You know, it was really good for the people of the first century. And then you've got that generation that says, I get why my grandparents were talking about it in the 1950s and 60s. But here we are. We are in 2023, pressing on into 2024. Is the Bible still relevant? And everybody says yes, but sometimes we question. We wonder, okay, this is an issue. This is a modern day thing that even Christians aren't on the same page with. Even sometimes, if we'll be honest, we struggle in the application of this. Nobody's going to say the Bible's not relevant, but if we'll be honest, we're looking for that passage, we're looking for that principle that helps us to make sure that we're either honoring God and we're either seeing things from God's perspective or we're not. So it's relevant. Yes, I hope we'll see that in Journey,
yeah,
season four.
Yeah, absolutely. There's this book that I really enjoyed reading called Living by the Book, and it's by Howard Hendricks. And he has a lot of good observations in that book, and it's about Bible study and those kinds of things. But I grabbed an excerpt from this book, not because I agree with everything in the book, but I thought he made a really good observation that ties into what we're going to be talking about this season. He says in that book, what does the Bible have to say about genetic engineering, global warming, and spam? What about abortion, birth control, and euthanasia? Is there anything about public education, prison reform, or universal health insurance? Would we turn to the Bible to help us solve problems in transportation, housing, or waste disposal? Can we find any verses on AIDS, arthritis, or Alzheimer's? We've got to ask what connection there is between the revealed truth of the Word and the world as we find it. There are many specific matters that the Bible never mentions, things that weren't even issues in the days it was written, but that doesn't mean it has nothing to say to those issues. And I thought that was a really powerful way of putting it. He was able to list all of these things that, you know, if you ask for book, chapter, verse on any of those issues, you know, we might have a little bit of an issue trying to find one. But the Bible is no less powerful to speak to those issues and to show us principles by which we can make decisions and judgments in those issues. And I think that that kind of helps summarize what we're looking to do this season, is approach these issues with an understanding of what God wants out of us and wants in our lives based on the principles he lays out in Scripture.
Right. I like that. I like that. Universal health insurance. Okay. What episode is that where we're talking about health insurance?
Yeah. I'm not promising that we'll do an episode on every one of the things that Hendricks listed there. Not at all. We're going to try to keep it, I think, a little bit more streamlined than that. All of that to say, in season four, we want to think this way. We want to be 21st century disciples, but we want to think like first century disciples. We want to be students of the Bible who think biblically, right? And the idea of being a disciple is that we're following Christ, and therefore we're following his words and what that looks like here in modern day. How does a follower of Jesus interact with modern day issues? Because sometimes I think, and people probably sometimes rightly can accuse somebody who studies Scripture, you know, if you're just studying the Bible to acquire more knowledge, what's the point, right?
Yes, amen to that.
And so we want to move beyond that. It's not, we're not studying Scripture just for the purpose of acquiring more knowledge, and not even just for the purpose of positive change or doing more good stuff. You know, I study the Bible so I know what more good stuff I can do. Well, we need to be able to move past that as well. The real purpose of Bible study, it includes those things, but it moves beyond those things. We study to learn more about God, and we study so that we know what is good to do, but all of that is so that we can glorify God, so that we can follow Jesus, we can follow in his footsteps, be made more and more into his image, into the image of Christ. And so if we can keep that goal ahead of us as 21st century disciples, we will be much better equipped, and we will seek to do more good, and we will seek to avoid evil things, and we will begin to consider our decisions and our habits and our lifestyles in light of what lines up with God's teaching and with his principles. And that's what it really is going to be all about this season, because it's a process. And we're going to be trying to, as we've referred to in past seasons, that journey that we're going through, this is the process that we're going to be trying to go through, is to look at these 21st century issues, take the trip back in time to Scripture, see what the principle is, and then travel back to the present and go, and here's how we can apply that now.
Right, on any subject. And so we're going to walk through various subjects. We're going to deal with even various questions that Christians are asking within these subjects. Mm. And, you know, God raised up prophets, Noah, in the Old Testament. And what he was saying is, you know, ask for the old paths where the good way is and walk in it. Now, the old paths, the ancient paths, mm-hmm. were not the 1900s, the 1800s. Look, what he's doing by asking those questions and telling his people to seek the old paths is, he says, this is a search to go back to the heart of God, the order of God, what God has revealed. And again, what we've got in the pages of the book is God revealing his mind to us in such a way that he's speaking some things to us that help us. Peter says it this way. He's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now, right. Yes, through the knowledge of him who's called us as glory and virtue, it's getting to know God better. But the way we do that is get into the page of his book and say, okay, this subject, this question, this concern that we have in the 21st century, in 2023, 2024, what does the word even address that?
Right.
In precept, in principle, whatever you want to say, does the word of God address it?
Exactly. In the end, we want to follow Jesus in all areas of our lives. And so we want to be able to unpack any part of our lives, any question that we're facing, anything that we feel like we should be doing or anything that we should feel like we should be avoiding. We need to be opening that up, exposing it to the light of God's word and saying, okay, Jesus, since I follow you, what am I supposed to be doing here? If I'm going to live like you, if I'm going to live by the principles you've laid out, if I'm going to go in your paths and walk in your way, what does that look like when it comes to this issue? And that's going to be kind of the direction and approach that we will take this season.
Yeah. Any teasers, anything that you can tell people to be looking for? Like, have we discussed any certain subjects or questions or issues or?
Yeah. So, well, I'll do two previews, two teasers of different types. So first of all, our first full episode next week is going to be on idolatry. We're going to talk about that. And you and I agreed we would talk about that first because in many ways, there's going to be a trickle-down effect. There are many things, many modern-day issues that have some root in the idea of idolatry. And so we felt like that was a good place to start, perhaps even an important place to start.
Right. Agreed.
So look for that next week. But also something new with the format of how we're planning to do the podcast this season and season four. Can't use my words today. One of the changes in season four is that we are looking for input from those that are listening here. And so every week, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or on the web browser or Spotify or basically any of the main ways that you can listen to this podcast, there will be a link in the show notes and the episode notes to fill out a question and answer form. And what we're looking for there is any questions. It can have to do with something we've talked about on the podcast, or it can have to do with an issue that you see in your life or in the lives around you that you would like a brief answer to in our podcast. We will be looking through those on a regular basis. And our plan is to very briefly answer one or maybe two, if they're particularly short questions, per episode. And we're not going to be going real in depth with those. We're just going to be looking at trying to offer a direction. Here's a passage that speaks to that. Here's a direction you might go with your study to better answer that kind of a question. And I'm really looking forward to that. And I hope that the people listening will enjoy that opportunity.
Yeah, I am too. I think this is a good thing to do. Allow people their input, to ask their questions. It's interesting. Sometimes when you do that, somebody's going to ask a question like, okay, can a Christian dance?
Right.
Well, I would want you to go a little deeper than that with your question. See that? So, well, because the Bible uses the term dance.
Right.
And so when you mean, can a Christian dance? I know the question behind the question. So I'm encouraging people, I mean, ask the question.
Yeah.
You know what the next question is that. So go to the next question. Ask us the next question. Kind of like drinking. Can a Christian drink? Well, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Because alcohol is used in the Bible. So ask the question really behind the question is what we're asking, wanting people to do. And we will address that. I mean, either the Bible in principle or in precept addresses that, talks about that. We need to bring that to the light, or it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it does. We either miss it or we reinterpret it the way sometimes I would like for it to be interpreted. But ask the questions. We want to know. We want to hear from people.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to be as much of a help in your walk with God, in your discipleship to Christ as possible. And so this is just one more way that we'd like to offer help and assistance in that way. And we know that it'll also be good for us to consider these questions. Sometimes perhaps questions that we haven't thought of or haven't thought of from the same perspective before. And so that'll be a good opportunity for us as well. I think that that gives people kind of an idea of where we're going. Paul, I'd love for us to start this season in prayer as we start this new direction. I'd love for us to be able to take that before the throne of God and ask him to bless us in our work here. So would you be willing to lead us in that?
Sure, sure. Let's speak to God. God, thank you for life, the blessing of today, for this opportunity, for this podcast, a way that we can represent you and your son, Jesus. Father, you have given us all that we need. We realize that your word is profitable. It will teach, it will instruct, it will correct, it will encourage, because God, that's who you are. You are our reference point. You are light. You are holy. You are just. You are pure. You are love. And God, you have shown us that through the gift of your son, Jesus. We have life because of Jesus. Our desire, Father, our heart, we pray, is to just follow Jesus, to be like him. I ask your blessings. Father, we ask your blessings on season four, this podcast. We want to represent you. We want to only reveal what you have revealed. God, please show us and teach us and lead us in ways that will honor and glorify you, and we'd be best for your people. And we thank you and ask all these things in faith in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us in God's Word today. We hope you'll continue to join us each week as we consider how to deepen our faith in God.
Here's some good news today and even this week. With God as our foundation, we know that we can stand strong.